This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats, a city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
It's about to get weirder.
Yay!
Yay!
If I survive, I'm going to make bottles of scurvy.
With that, welcome to the Crown of Queens, ladies and gentlemen, where our lovely and delightful adventuring party have stumbled into a crazy madcap house known as the Night Garden after walking through a portal gate to avoid getting completely eaten alive by a giant band of vampires that were unleashed, more than likely because of something they did. We start this game already in progress. And when last we left our intrepid band of idiots, I mean adventurers.
How dare you?
Resemble that remark.
Potato, potato.
Potato, tomato. There was a shadowy hand reaching out of the wall towards Ella.
Friend?
And that's where we picked up. So I'll give you a combat round to react to that. Everybody who's in the room. So it looks like that would be Maddie. So Emmy is in there. It looks like Asher's in there. Graciela's in there.
The rest of us are down by the portal, yeah?
Yeah, you guys are down by the portal.
Emmerich has a sword and shield ready and steps in front of Ella.
Okay.
Sword out, and is this door still open?
Yep.
It's like, leave it open on the way out? All right, cool. Could I...
I think we left every single door open in this place.
I know, right? I was just
thinking... all closed doors. You're like five-year-olds. Lights are on in every room. Every door is open.
That's because we haven't found a light switch yet. I don't think we looked for one, though.
There's half-drank bottles of juice, like, everywhere.
Yeah, we just left Charn on. He's just going crazy.
You did actually do that. You left
your window
open. I'm going to pass the electric bill of this place on to you guys.
Is there a way that I can try and pull Ella back?
I mean... if she resists, then it would be an opposed strength roll.
It's good. I'm super strong.
Well, it would be if you resist.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you pull me. I'm not... I waved and they came. I'm like, I don't feel like...
Well, I would go to, like, pull you backwards to, like, pull you to safety, but if you resist, then I won't try and, like, force you to move.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try and shuffle you off. I don't want to look unimportant. I don't want to look like you're in charge of me. So I'm like, nah. I'm the master of my very short destiny.
We're trying to do the down Mr. President thing, but...
Yeah, she doesn't get that.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. If you resist, I won't, like, force you to. I'll just be like, uh-oh. All right.
Okay, so... The shadow.
Can I, like, try and talk to it? Can I try and, like, say hello or something?
It's okay, so the shadow is stepping off of the wall.
Uh-huh.
And confronting you.
Maybe I back up a little bit.
And out of the corner pops Randolph.
Oh.
And Randolph has a short sword drawn.
Oh, no.
And that would be initiative.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
We're way over here. We don't hear any of this, right?
Right, yeah, but, I mean, you guys can drop into initiative when it happens. And I will roll for Randolph.
Be like, where is everyone?
Red.
Ah!
So Randolph is going on. Oh, nice roll, Randolph. Randolph is going to go on a... Let's see. Where are we at? Oh, I got to roll for the other character. 41. He goes first.
41! Instant regret. Instant regret.
He only had a plus 25.
That's all.
Is that all?
Yep.
That's more than I could possibly have rolled.
That's what he had. Hey, you're the one that put the snowball in hell.
Okay, you put me in hell and gave me a snowball. Let's be fair about that.
Oh, it's the drug dealer's fault you use the drugs.
Yeah, man.
I see.
And the first taste is free.
You were not blameless in this situation.
Emric is going on a 10, so Emric's going last. Okay, first things first. Emric, what weapon do you have in your hand?
Scimitar.
Okay, make a dex check.
A 13.
Cool. The shadow takes the scimitar out of your hand and just kind of drops it on the floor in one sort of fluid movement. It doesn't hurt you, and you're not exactly sure where it grabbed the scimitar by. It may have very well just grabbed it by the blade, but you're holding a scimitar in like a defensive posture, and in just a very effortless, like liquidy kind of movement, it just takes it out of your hand, moves the blade so it's not pointing towards itself or you, and sits it on the floor. And just like one free action move. So there you go. That, you've been disarmed. You still have your shield, but it did just, he took your scimitar out of your hand. It took your scimitar out of your hand. So that's going to be his move. Savar, Ash, what's Savar doing?
Is there enough room for me here to take a 5-foot step?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Ella, a friend of yours? I don't know, is there a defensive stance that I can take? I don't have my...
You're not a monk, so no.
All right, cool.
You can look imposing.
Yeah, you can try to... if you really want, you can make a versus intimidation check against... Because he literally just took the blade out of
screaming
his hand and was just like, just put that on the floor. I'm done with that.
It hasn't made a violent action toward us yet, so I'm not immediately wanting to jump in and start attempting to stab it.
So Randolph is going to roll to hit. Misses. Randolph swings at it twice with his longsword. He seems clearer than you've ever seen him. He's not skittery. He's very, like, he seems very composed. He almost seems like you would envision a honed fighter, like almost like a fencer. He's got like a grace and a style to what he is doing. And he seems like he knows what he's about, but he's about trying to stab whatever the shadow is, and he's not stabbing it. Vanessa, what are you doing?
I have the Ephraim's razor out, right? Because that's right. What made the shadow show up on the walls in the first place.
Yep.
Is he like looking at the like what's it, shadow
it's back
doing?
Is the shadow's back is to you.
Okay, I'm just going to like move the blade kind of more in front of me, not in like more of a defensive stance.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, are you looking for this? And just stand there.
That's awesome.
And look friendly, and when he turns around, maybe I'm gonna wink at him. Trying to make him my buddy.
And Rick, what are you doing?
That is an excellent question. So this thing has its back to us.
Oh yeah, its back is to you.
Okay, is it looking at Randolph?
Yeah, it's just kind of... It's facing Randolph. Mm-hmm. It's big. I mean, whatever it is tall. Probably, if it was to fully extend itself, it would be damn near 7.5 feet tall. Kind of bulky, but at the same time, like, muscular bulky. But it's a shadow. So it's not, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to discern, like, what the hell... It's substantial. Like, it's made of solid mass, but it's hard to discern, like, what the hell it is.
But it's just it's just, like, a black...
Yeah, it's just a... Yeah, it's as if a shadow was a three-dimensional shape standing in front of you.
Yeah, I don't...
Y'all did this, not me.
Yeah. I'll look over. Randolph, do you know who this is or what this is?
It is an invader into the home.
And I guess I just hold an action, see what this thing does.
Okay. Just back at the top of the order.
Took my weapon out of my hand with no problem.
Yeah, just like yoink.
All right, we'll call it a draw.
Steve, what are you and Jim doing down by the portal gate with Jarn?
Waiting patiently.
Okay.
I kind of wonder where the hell everyone went, because I thought we were all going to go through this portal together. Should we go look?
And I don't know how well sound travels through the house, but I spoke out loud to Randolph, so.
We're also on the other side of the house. We're like,
true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
We're a whole ballroom away. Yeah. Do you think we would hear them at all? No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I wasn't yelling.
I don't know. I'm sure they're fine.
Okay. I guess we wait. I'm going to pray and make my preparations and stuff.
The shadow turns, is back to Randolph. You, let's see, Ella, all three of you can get an attack of opportunity. 3, 4. He just walks, the shadow walks past all of you. And as he does, oh God, that sucks. As he does, the shadow extends 2 fingers. So if you can imagine the flat of the blade is Ella's holding this blade in front of her, like, look, I have a blade. So it's the flat of the blade. 2 of the fingers, he plinks it against the blade, and the flat part just smacks back and pops you in the forehead.
Ow.
And you kind of hear like a chuckle. It's not, it's 4 subdued damage, which means you take 10 subdued damage before you take a point of damage. Okay. But it's just like getting flicked in the forehead is what it feels like, except he hit the blade and it popped you in the forehead.
That is very rude.
And you hear some chuckling as he walks by you guys. If you want to take your attacks of opportunity, by all means do so.
Can I take my attack of opportunity to yell at him?
Oh yeah, yeah, go for it.
Hey, that's not very nice. Where are you going? You come back here. I brought you here and I want to talk to you. You were supposed to tell me about my sword.
Pick up my scimitar and sheath it. Somehow I doubt you brought him here.
Yeah.
But he wasn't here before when we were in this room.
Emmerich the bow.
Oh, damn.
Yep. Y'all fucked up.
I'm gonna start walking after him.
Go after him.
I mean, if he... Oh, it's been one of his goals this entire fucking time. We're in initiative. So that was my move. Nobody took their attack of opportunity?
No.
We agreed. No. Nobody took their attack of opportunity? Okay. Savar, what is Savar's move?
Wait, if he plunked me in the face, I might try and hit him with my sword.
Okay. You could roll to hit him.
Yeah, I'm going to try and hit him with my sword. If he plunked me in my face, he would avenge my honor. So it's a 33 and a 17.
33 will hit. 10 points?
10 damage.
Okay.
I hit something with my sword.
Yay!
Good job. Look at you.
Why didn't you try to throw a dagger at him?
Fuck you.
So that would be Savar with Savar's move.
Oh, and it has poison in it.
He's immune to poisons.
All right, well then.
I'm just going to start running. If he swings at me, he swings at me, but I'm just going to try and run past him. Wow.
You're going to try to run past him?
Yeah.
Okay, that incurs an attack of opportunity.
But so, while I'm running, yelling,
I need to know.
Gargling.
Okay, that's cool. I stop right there. I need to know very specifically your intent is to stop him.
I'm not trying to grapple him.
No, that's not my question. I'm not asking physical questions here. I'm asking what is your mental intent at this moment. When you enter within 5 feet of me, I know what your intent is. What is your intent?
I don't know what his is. My mind right now thinks that he's going for the bow, so I'm trying to beat him to it.
Okay, so you're trying to stop me.
If that's what his intent is.
No, my question is, your intent is to try to stop me if I'm going for the bow.
To beat you to the bow, yes.
Okay, cool. 28 hit you.
Yes.
Okay. 30 points.
Dang.
He hits you.
That's a big ouchie.
You feel palms make contact with your body. It hurts in the sense that you feel like you're starting to lose consciousness because of the amount of damage that was done to you in a single round. But there never a blade hit you. you feel like he's hit you with the flat of a blade. I'm gonna need you to make a dex check. I'm gonna just refer to it as hey. We know it's a male. Okay. You were on your ass on the ground.
Okay.
Valiant effort.
Gotta try and do something.
That's diamond.
Are we hearing them yelling, screaming?
Oh yeah, yeah. You could definitely hear them.
Yeah, because I called out your two's name while I was doing that.
Oh yeah, you guys can jump in.
We have to roll initiative.
Yeah, go ahead. Roll initiative. All right. Flareon goes before Imric. Garglin is going to go before Charn. Because Charn's going on a 3. Because unless otherwise specified, Charn always goes on a 3. Okay. So then Randolph dashes out of the room. You almost think he almost looks like a mist form as he goes by you guys. He moves in front of him. Misses. Okay. I can only take one attack of opportunity. I already did that. Vanessa, what's Ella doing?
I'm gonna run to Savar, and can I help him up?
Yes, you can. You can stand him up.
Okay. Is that my action then?
Yes, that would be your action.
Okay, I'm gonna help him up, and then continue to yell at the shadow creature. You are being very rude. We did not even invite you into this house, and then you are hitting me, you are hitting him. This is not polite. This is not how we do things here.
And I'm just like, the
bomb. And I just like pick him up and like slap him on the back. Like, sorry, I didn't learn any healing spells.
That would be.
I have mending. Do you want me to mend your broken ribs?
So that'll take us to Clarion. Jim, what's Flareon doing?
I'm going to move into the room here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 5, 10, 15. And I will see them surrounding this shadow beast.
It's humanoid. Yeah, it's humanoid figure. Also, Charn is now in this room. He transubstantiated. He blinked.
From Charn, what is that thing?
I believe it's either our salvation or our ruin.
Charn, that is not helpful.
This is all happening really quick, so I'm not giving longer speech moments. You got any actions for me, bro?
All right, I'm going to move between him and the bow, right here, and hold action. And I'm going to ask the rest of them, what the hell is going on here? Who did you let into my house?
Imric. What is Imric doing, Matty?
He's going to come down to here. Oh, this is a terrible idea. Let's do it. Holding up his holy symbol, he yells, "What is your purpose here?" Does it say anything?
It laughs a little bit.
All right, well, he's going to get a real chortle out of this next thing if he doesn't say anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's not guttural, it's not malevolent,
Right.
It sounds like an amused shadow. The voice almost sounds familiar to Graziella. But yeah, it's just amused.
All right, well, here comes my bonehead move for the round.
Go for it.
I'm going to cast Confess and ask, what is your purpose here again? So it's just a will save DC 14. I'm sure that's going to be super, super easy.
I mean, there's a chance it's not.
Okay. I think all that does is it removes... So the subject's next action, it must answer truthfully in the same language as the question, or take 1d6 points of damage per 2 caster levels, be sickened for 2d4 rounds, successful will save negates the sickening, and halves the damage.
Okay.
But it looks like the answering is still a part of it.
Okay, so it just has to answer you, right?
Yeah, on its next round.
Cool, it says to unmake the game. And they just kind of laughs. That would be... So now it doesn't take any damage because it answered you. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And it answered you truthfully, so eat a dick. what's Garglin doing?
I'll run after Clarion since he took off. And I'll run into the room and I'll say, what did she do now? So let me move my, and then I guess my move is my action for this round.
All right. Who speaks Infernal?
I do. I just learned how.
I think I do. Let me double check. Yes.
Very similar dialects, actually. Okay.
In Spanish and Portuguese.
So that would be, yeah, kind of, actually. So let's see. Can I whisper to two people at once? Jem and Maddie, I sent you whispers. The shadow being says something in this really strange sing-song kind of guttural language. It's like, Escature Macarumasca. And it holds up an arm, and in its fingertips, it's holding a silver ring with a green stone. And it's saying this to Charn.
I look at the rest of the guys, and I'm saying, he's saying, make this easier on all of us.
You are correct, Master.
And I ask Charn, what does he mean by that?
That is my ring. That is my vessel. I do not know how he came to hold it. But if I drop the wards of the house, the shadow shall release him.
The shadows will release
this being. So he won't be a shadow person anymore? He'll be a person?
The entity is bound by the shadows from the protection of the Night Garden. He is not at his full strength at this moment. I am not allowed to bring the wards down of the Night Garden unless the one who holds the deed and the key gives me permission to do so.
Bring down the wards to what? Let this thing in all the way?
That does seem to be what it would do.
I don't think
that we're going to need a very good argument to do that.
I don't see that. I don't see that as a plus. I don't see that as a good idea.
Let's do it.
And this is why we don't give her the key.
I'm sorry, I'm just having trouble getting my head around this. He wants us to drop the wards to the Night Garden to let the rest of this being through?
So it's not
just a shade of this being, but the actual being itself?
The entity seems to have been summoned here somehow. The nature of the Night Garden prevents things from entering to the prime material plane from wherever they were summoned from. It keeps them in a border plane, in the beyond. It wraps their body in the veil of shadows and does not allow them to fully substantiate into the prime. This entity seems to be aware of that. He is asking to be let into the house.
To steal the bow. Ella, can't you send him back?
I don't know how I brought him here. I can make him itch.
And this thing hasn't said anything since speaking in Infernal.
She cannot send me back, it says in Helic.
Okay.
She cannot send me back.
Do I, like, fully recognize that as the voice I was hearing before?
Yeah, it's the voice in your head. She cannot send me back. You cannot send me back. I am merely offering some semblance of civility here. I understand this is your home. Just let me in. I am in between worlds right now. It is incredibly uncomfortable. I will give you the ring so that Charn may leave if you wish it. I have another key for that gate over there. I kind of know where a few of the other keys are. I really just need to touch that bow.
How do we know if we let you and you will not immediately kill us?
Because you would have done so already.
That is a fair assessment.
You want to trade these things for the bow?
I don't want the bow. I just want to touch the bow.
Why?
Do you understand the way that the metaphysical works, the conduits of the planes, and how they overlap each other?
I understand many things.
Okay, so I don't want to spend 3.5 hours explaining to you how these things work. Look, I need to touch the bow. It's... Let me out of the shadow.
All right, Gardman has the key and I have the deed, right?
Correct.
I have the key.
Oh,
I thought Gardman had the key.
Yeah, I thought Gardman had the key, too.
Okay, so Emmerich has the key and Plarion has the deed. Good to know.
Because that was the iron key, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Emmerich?
Yes?
What do you think?
He steps around. Randolph.
If we let you touch the bow, will you leave this place?
If you wish me to leave this place, I will leave this place, though I doubt you'll wish me to leave. Tell your manservant to stop crowding me. I don't want to have to kill this vampire.
Randolph, stand down.
Yes, sir. Randolph immediately stops. I mean, like, he was going for the throat. I'm blade ready. And he just... Like,
I don't want Randolph to stand down. I don't want you to kill yourself. It doesn't look like we have much of a choice here.
You always have a choice.
That's kind of a damned if we do, damned if we don't situation.
You've been damned since you walked through this door. Why do you speak in such veiled metaphors? Look, what is it, Plarion? Look, I understand that you're in a strange place, in a strange land. Just give the house permission to let me in. We can sit and talk. I will answer the questions that I can answer. I will explain to you grand designs. This is incredibly uncomfortable. And I do not want this to come to violence.
Charn, if we drop the wards for this one, will they hold for anything else?
I will have to bring them back up quickly.
And will this one still be safe from the shadow?
Once we let this one into the house, it is in the house. We can no longer bar it from the house.
We may as well.
As the holder of the deed, I command you to lower the wards for this creature.
And I give my permission as well.
So, Charn smiles. So the first time you've seen Charn smile.
Yeah, it's because he's going to be freed.
Charn smiles. Shadow steps kind of up here. Thank you. And the shadow begins to kind of flake off like burnt pieces of parchment. And as they fall away, standing before you is roughly a 7.5 foot tall troll. He has a golden copper skin, flecked with red. It's kind of an iridescent color. He's wearing a purple suit jacket.
Oh.
Made of very
lounge nice singer. Belts.
He's wearing purple suited pants.
This guy's very stylish.
Very stylish.
He has
manicured nails.
He shops at Old Navy.
They are painted. They are painted gold. You think it is actual gold because it is. He's barefoot. He has a large mane of red hair. He's got tusks, and his eyes are kind of a coppery gold color. And he stretches, and he's very warm. Like heat radiates off of his body, and he kind of stretches. And you'd think if he had wings, he would be flexing them a little bit right now. And he breathes a little bit. And he sits down on the stairs and kind of looks around. Thank you. Charn, who has your ring? And Charn points to Ella. And he goes, are you sure? And Charn goes, it makes the most sense to me. If you make a dex check, Ella. He throws it pretty well. You kind of fumble it, hand that you grab, and it's a platinum ring with a green emerald on the top of it.
Pretty. I put it on.
The minute you put it on, you realize that you can summon Charn twice per day wherever you are outside of the Night Garden.
Charn, you're my friend forever now.
It seems that way. Well, all right then. Says the entity sitting on the stairs.
Wait, did we put the wards back up?
Charn, please put the wards back up.
Of course, sir.
Oh, I guess I could have asked him to set up the rig now.
And No. You can summon Charn, you can't command Charn. Two completely different things.
I could just bring him to me and he'd be a dick to me and just leave?
Oh, yeah, it's Charn.
Men.
You don't hold the deed and you don't have the key. And both of those, one of those things is required. To ask Charn to do things and compel him to listen. So he says, yes, Master, and brings the ward back up.
Thank you, Charn.
Master, this takes quite a bit out of me. May I please return to my sphere?
You may, rest.
And he,
bye, Charn, see you later.
His energy kind of flitters away into the sphere. And this troll is just sitting on the steps. So
you know my name. What is yours?
He kind of puffs out his chest a little bit. My name is Hansabar Azabarion. You can call me Hans.
To learn more about Hans, tune in to The Great Old Ones, our sister podcast, also on oldmagicgaming.com. Editor's note.
Old Magic Gaming, you are the one who was inside my head earlier.
Yes, that was me.
How did you find me?
You found me. Well, see, I guess we transubstantiate back slightly. There was a gnome who sat in a chair and bridged a gap between a reality that was and a reality that was not. A vessel was lost, but the gap was bridged, allowing me to find my way back to the prime material. In doing so, I've been slowly trying to acquire the 31, and in looking for those things, I have stumbled across your city, saw that you were about to take on a hellacious burden, and you did it anyways, which, you know, it's your choice, I understand. Young, impulsive, possibly ignorant, but that's... Well, you have very little experience outside of those walls. So when you brought me here, it was myself or Ephraim himself or the Queen of Blades who was going to step through.
I think we're probably better off with him.
And so I stepped through the door first.
And what are you going to do now that you are here?
I'm going to sit for a moment. It's been a while since I've been in the prime material plane. I've been on the elemental plane of fire for a little over 10,000 years, it feels like. And mathematically, it kind of was. So for now, I'm going to sit on these stairs and look around and just kind of feel the weight of the world. And then I'm going to touch that bow. And if it does what I assume it will do, I am going to start a campaign to break the game.
What game?
The chess game. The one reality plays against itself. The game that maintains balance between good and evil, law and chaos. The game.
Why do you want to break it?
Because the rules are flawed. It is a rigged system. It is eternal. There is no winner, there is no loser, it just repeats itself over and over and over again.
And if you break it, then what?
Then no one can bend the rules, because there are not rules to break.
That sounds like chaos.
More like free will made manifest.
I offered a drink in my flask.
Where did you find this?
It was a gift.
From who?
From a friend.
Fair enough. Thank you. He takes a drink. Hands it back. Delightful. So, why are you here?
Well, it's a bit of a tale. I came into a possession of this property through, various and sundry circumstances.
Yes, this is our house now.
My house.
Our house.
The house.
All right.
Are you affiliated with the chessmen?
No.
Probably. Do I know what the chessmen are, like, having never left Mareel before?
No, you would have no idea.
So I just have a note. He's just talking poppycock.
Yeah, sure. Didn't we briefly discuss it? Didn't we briefly discuss it when we found the trophy room?
Yeah, there's a little bit of information, but it's not like...
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what we had covered.
It was like that's a thing we heard about.
Right. But it's very Aetherian to this part of the world.
For us, he's just like, are you part of the Flargon Council? Like,
yeah. Are you a unicorn?
Not today.
I don't think so. No, okay, I'm going to walk over to him with my sword and just be like, I was told you could tell me more about this.
About Ephraim's razor?
Yes.
I can tell you all about that blade.
Okay, chatty Cathy.
There are other things for us to discuss first, little cat. Sit down, be quiet, and we'll get to it eventually.
I brought you here so that you could tell me. Oh, you like storm away.
Ella. Please.
Fine. I'm gonna stand in the corner and like a huffy teenager
and just like, sulk.
File my nails. My nail file. Change my hair color a couple times.
Is there a roll to glare?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make my roll to glare at Ella.
Can I roll for angsty teenager?
Awesome.
So no, we're not affiliated with the Chessmen. I'm a servant of Volkos.
That I can tell, which is why I thought you would be reasonable. He's a friend of mine.
You're a friend of my god?
Well, yes.
Interesting.
He's good people. Very good people.
I think so.
So, you found, stole, it doesn't matter. I'm not one to judge. You came into the possession of the Night Garden. And now you're here. What do you plan to do with this place?
We were going to use it as our base of operations to go back and go after these vampires that came to destroy our city.
So you're vampire hunters?
Not necessarily.
Then why are you hunting vampires?
Well, it's kind of our fault that they were unleashed on our city. Trying to make up for a mistake.
I can respect that. So, if I can summate this and make it make sense. And he kind of looks at Garglin. You've been very quiet. Can you speak?
He's completely befuddled. What is happening here?
I am merely trying to discern all of your motivations.
Hey man, I'm just with the band.
I like you, Garglund. That's what he said. He just fair enough. All right. So let's see if I'm assessing this correctly. Mr. Plarion, who have so generously welcomed me into your home, you are trying to stop an infestation of undead from your city. What city would that be?
Mareel. On the Dune Sea.
One of the jewels of Mashkala. Good. All right. So it would be of benefit to you if the undead were wiped clean from that city, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. Little Cat, you wish to know more about your blade. Is that correct?
Yes, I want to know how to wield it successfully so I can take over. So I can help people.
Global domination seems to be your game. Good. Wonderful. And Garglund, you're with the band and are bound to extraplanar entities who are not necessarily the most horrible entities to be bound to. We'll call that I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine thing. And Savar, if you're able to breathe and speak, you worship the god of the dead. What is in all of this for you?
Honestly, I've kind of just been stumbling along with this group.
Nothing motivates you. You're just floating like a leaf in the wind.
Honestly, I was buying time until the dome fell so that I could potentially find my father.
Your father? He's dead.
You are so rude!
The man is looking for an answer. I gave it to him. In fact, there is no line connected to you. You, much like the cat, feel as if you have been removed from reality. And due to these factors, unlike her, you have no fetters.
I'm removed from reality? What do you mean I am not in reality? I am here.
Emmerich, you are a saint. Yes, so...
He chuckles.
Your father, he is no longer on the coil. You have no bloodline on the coil. You are merely a living shade. I do not know if this will bring you comfort or not, as your chosen deity is very close to that. But those are the answers you seek. Now, let us possibly sit with that information, and if you come to some sort of conclusion about what you wish to do, and you would like to tell me so, I invite you at some point to do that.
All right.
Good. Emric.
Yes. Why? Why?
The church would excommunicate you. Are you worried they would kill you? You clearly do not seem to be fettered by honor or integrity or anything so mundane as ego. You follow her. It seems more out of a sense of protectory than of duty.
He works for me.
Yes, yes, he does. Why?
My employment with the Blackfoots does offer me protection. It is possible the church, more specifically my former brethren, may be after me. I don't know. But while I'm employed with the Blackfoots, I do feel some sense of security.
Fair enough. And if this church was to be wiped from the globe, as it were, would that be pleasing to you?
Not entirely.
What about just that sect?
There are certain parts of the Church of Kronos that I do not agree with.
Hmm.
The more fervent sects.
Those that wished you ill, what if they were to shuffle from the mortal coil?
I think that would hold my interest.
Good. Now, we have all of your motivations. See? Wonderful. This is my motivation. There is a gate in the other room. There are keys to that gate. Those keys will eventually open a room that that gate leads to. That gate will lead me to a chessboard. I can answer all of these wants of yours very easily. What I cannot do is personally go and get each one of these keys. If I were to task you with tracking down these keys for me, then I would owe you. And I would be happy to make good on what I owe.
How many keys?
31.
How many do you have?
4.
And we have 1.
Correct.
And they're all on the prime material plane?
No, they are scattered about. But that doorway, it leads to them.
Why can't you collect the keys yourself?
There are certain boundaries I myself cannot cross.
You cannot leave this plane, this house?
Oh, no, I can leave this plane and plan on doing so rather quickly. There is a bit of a goings-on in a cave that will need my attention relatively soon. But for now,
foreshadowing.
Hmm?
Foreshadowing? Sorry.
For more information, listen, the great old ones.
I thought you said bullshit. I was like, whoa.
I thought you said bullshit, too.
Sorry, I said foreshadowing. It reminds me of back in the old Marvel comics when they'd be like, you know, did nobody find out what he's talking about? Check out the latest issue of Fantastic Four.
This is where the stuff crosses over, guys.
This also feels like the pilot episode for a, like, wacky buddy TV show where we're hopping around the world collecting keys.
She's a teenage cat lady. He's a dwarven drummer. Can they get along?
We, like, cross arms and lean backs against each other, you know?
It's like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
Emric just walks by. Why is everyone standing around?
So we're trading 31 keys for...
It sounds like you're getting a much better end of this deal.
Well, all of your goals are self-serving.
No.
And yours is not?
It is
Mine's not. I just made a mistake I'm trying to make a cup for.
Mine is for the good of Maya.
Maybe me being in charge is for the good of Maya as well.
I roll my eyes at that.
He reaches into to the inside pocket of his purple suit jacket, pulls out a silver cigarette case and opens it and pulls out a hand-rolled black cigarette and puts it between his lips and conjures a bit of fire and lights it, puts it out, inhales and exhales. What more would you want?
Everything. I don't know. I don't even know what to ask.
Emmerich's got his hands up to his eyes, just pinching his nose.
I want the crown of queens.
It's through one of those doors.
If we embark on these trials for you, do you offer us some level of protection? It sounds very dangerous.
Yes, I would offer you the protection of my house.
What does that mean?
That means that anywhere that one makes bread or pie or cakes or confections, you would be safe.
You are a baker.
I am the baker.
That is the stuff of fairy tales.
So they tell me.
Do I believe him?
I mean, you could make a check.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We'll
make a check.
Yeah.
Was that what check is that? A bullshit check?
It would probably be a bullshit check. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a bullshit check.
Was it sense motive? Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it would be sense motive.
22.
As far as you can tell, he's not trapped.
He does not appear to be trapped.
In my travels and everything, would I have heard of anything about the bakers?
Everybody knows kind of the bakers. It's yeah, kind of like everybody knows Ring Around the Rosies. It's a conceptually somebody knows something about the bakers in a way, shape, or form. But they're that'd be like if somebody rolled into your house one day. I mean, because literally what has happened. Okay, so let's take ourselves out of the game for a minute. Literally what has happened is the shadow became a troll. It sat down and started smoking. It didn't answer any of your questions. It asked you all about yourselves, and you told him all about yourselves. You told him enough. And then he proceeded to be like, look, man, you guys can have whatever you want. I really need somebody to do this stuff for me. And when somebody was like, well, who are you and what do you do? It would have been like he said, I'm the king of Candyland. I mean, that's essentially, you know, in the same...
You will find protection at all confectionery shops. I'm the king of Candyland.
I mean, that's really...
Welcome to my marshmallow forest.
That's kind of what he told you. Like, you believe him because he seems very earnest.
Like, and he came out of a shadow.
Right. But at the same time, it's a weird situation. It's a really fucking weird situation. So, like, if you have trepidation as characters, lean into it if you want to. Like, I'm not trying to lead you guys down any particular path. This is just how this thing operates. Like, this is how Hands operates. So, Maddie's experienced him a couple of times before. This is just what he does.
Yeah, and I'm as my character, I would definitely, I'm using a class ability, discern lies.
Right.
Especially for this last comment about, you know, being the head of the baker's house. This supposedly fictitious...
What did he say?
He said, I'm the baker.
He said, I'm the baker, and you'd have protection of my house.
Of you, yeah.
Okay. That's what he said. He's not lying.
Well, I mean, as my character, all I like to do is travel around and have adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm, you know, my god's a traveling god. He's a god of travel and stuff. So the idea of traveling all over the universe to go do this stuff would probably be kind of appealing to my guy.
I would assume so. I mean, as a storyteller, I very much these hooks very much make sense for all of your characters for different reasons.
Yeah.
but I would say the most finite one would be Plarion. Because, I mean, this is a degenerate gambler who likes to roam, and literally it's like, hey, you want to go...
You want to go roam all around the universe for me? Yeah.
You want to go sliders?
Yeah. Like,
you want to go jumping?
You want a quantum leap?
You want a quantum leap?
Sure.
This is when I want Bob to show up.
Sky Television, Scott Bakula.
Bakula.
It's me, TV Scott Bakula. I can't do the voice as well. Listen to Ravenloft. May we have a moment to confer amongst each other where you do not listen?
Sure.
Plug your ears or something.
How about I sit here? And if you guys want to go to another room, by all means. Or, Plarion, it is your home. You may ask me to go to another room and I will accommodate whatever is easiest for you.
Hey, well, would you mind hanging out in the foyer for just a moment?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. As he leaves the room, I was going to be like, who the fuck is that guy?
He said he was Hanzibar. You weren't listening?
No, he was listening, but he comes through as a shadow. He says he's going to tell us things. He tells us nothing.
You summoned him here.
I did not do it on purpose.
Well, does that make it any better?
Yes, it does. He sounds like a good deal, but I am nervous that if we take the deal, we are, like, binding ourselves to him in some way, which I don't want to be bound to anyone, unless it's, like, in a sexy way.
It sounds like... You don't have, well, you have a choice, but it sounds like when you picked up that blade, you drew his attention.
That's why I wanted him to answer my questions, because I thought I had bound myself to the thief lords. Now he says he's a baker? He says a lot.
You are still bound to the thief lords. I think he's just a bit more observant than we're giving him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I give him lots of credit. He was talking to me back before the evil wine started attacking people.
Well, this fits in with my plan, so I'm in. I love to travel. I love adventure. That's my whole life. This seems like the travel and adventure of a lifetime.
I feel like if we are going to unleash some kind of new world order, it's best to be on the top of that, so I'm in.
Obviously, I go where you go.
Yes, that goes without saying, Emmy. Jeez.
Dedicated a long amount of my life to a god to protect my father, and I'm the one that made my father disappear.
Maybe he can bring your father back to you.
It's not that simple. You're affected in the same way. I never had a father. It's as if I was...
conjured.
Is that because we changed classes?
We broke reality.
You broke reality. You rewrote yourselves. That's what happened when you... pulled from the deck of many things.
That's what I thought. She doesn't know that, though.
Right, yeah.
She still doesn't know why she could make fire.
Yes. Look what I could do!
I have a sense that I could give everyone scurvy.
I love these plants now.
I'll tag along. I don't really have a purpose at the moment.
Volkos teaches us to travel off and helps us find our purpose. Maybe you'll find a purpose along the way.
Gargolin, you're awfully quiet.
Yeah, no, I'll come along. I don't really have anything else happening right now.
All right, so are we doing this?
Sounds like we're agreed. I think it would still be a good idea to return back to Mariel.
Yes, I want to check on my mother. And you know the rest of the city and whatever.
And the vampire horde we unleashed unwittingly.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I might want to check in on them.
... I feel like that was implied. All right, so I guess let's align ourselves to some crazy shadow man.
Let's break reality.
Too late.
I already broke reality, so it's like old news to me.
I'm going to ask Hans to join us again.
Okay.
Part of this deal is that we end up with the Crown of Queens.
Crown of Queens is...
I was like, I end up with the Crown of Queens.
That's fine. The Crown of Queens has saved the cities of the Dune Sea, and that's all I'm concerned with.
Yes,
Crown of Queens is one of the keys.
Yes, I will totally save all of the
cities. Oh, it's one of the keys.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to find the Crown of Queens for him.
Does that mean I wouldn't get to keep it? Son of a biscuit.
I think that's implied. Dot, dot, dot.
Are these all conceptual keys?
They're like horcruxes.
As long as friendship isn't the 31st key.
Heart, my T. Heart.
I feel like by the 31st key, we better be friends.
We're still just at each other's throats like, why isn't it working?
This is the worst. Like just college roommates for 14 years.
I hate you all. So you call him back in there. He's just kind of looking at you. Yes?
We need the Crown of Queens to save our cities. If you let us use that to do that, we will give that key to you. But other than that, we'll find the rest of the keys. Is that agreeable?
Okay, let's talk, and we're gonna discern what you need to save the cities, and then we'll decide. With that information, we can come to a group consensus.
Yes, we will decide. She's puffing herself up.
On if you need the Crown of Queens to do whatever it is you need to do. So, to save the cities, give me a little bit more information on how you want to save the cities.
We want to end the sickness and let people travel and go freely between the cities again.
Sickness is the only thing keeping that hell bitch from taking over Maya.
What hell bitch? Now there's a hell bitch involved?
There's always been a hell bitch involved.
That's yeah, you've been here since the beginning of the campaign, Ella.
That is very rude.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
That was I throw good. A spark at you.
That was good.
I cast scurvy on you.
I
ate up on your house.
I roll orange.
Shit, burn that house.
I cast orange. Besides, after sixth level, I'm immune to all diseases. So
that's fantastic.
I'm guessing this woman has something to do with why you want to end this chess game.
She does indeed.
Who is the hell bitch? And do not say me. No one is laughing.
You are not the hell bitch, little one.
I could be the hell bitch.
I would hope not. There was a very, very long time ago, a little girl who was taken from her father to a kingdom where she was raised to be, for lack of a better term, a complete psychotic narcissist.
So far, and,
I wonder what that's like.
I was going to say, so far we have already heard that story.
And she grew in power and influence. Eventually took on the magical properties of a deity and sought to eradicate all of the deities under her banner. And then some very interesting people who I was quite good friends with broke what she was attempting to do, but she was able to pilfer part of herself away in the green, where the natural magics live. And in a jungle on the southern continent of Shikar, she was able to grow and infest. And from there, she began to infect all of Maya. She began to speak with the witches and the hags and the druids and all of those who have nature-based magics. And those who wished to follow her were given incredible powers. And those who did not agree with what she was doing were cut down. And my friends were called in to stop her. And a pact was formed. And what those on the Prime called the sickness, if I am to understand it correctly, was created in order to stop the blight that this woman's entity, her alkalis, were spreading across the planet. So this thing that kingdoms of man and the kingdoms of elves and the kingdoms of dwarves were building these great walled cities to protect themselves from would have actually made them stronger against this blight that was coming. But fear, being what it is, change and civility and those who think they know better becomes intoxicating. So those who were in power wish to stay in power. Because if this quote-unquote sickness became an equalizer, and everyone was on a level playing field, kings and paupers would be interchangeable.
So are you saying we should all let ourselves get the sickness?
It wouldn't hurt you.
Do I believe that?
Do you want to roll a sense motive check?
A bullshit check? 29.
He believes emphatically that he's telling me the truth.
So you are telling me that all these years we hid ourselves away from the thing that was going to protect us the most?
Yes.
But all of the animals have gone crazy.
They've gotten stronger because no one has been out there to protect them. They've had to protect themselves. And while all of you quote-unquote civilized races have been hiding inside of your walls, her forces have been growing in the darkness because nothing has been out there to stop them. If you hide in your caves and light fires to push back, you can't see what's in the shadows. And her strength just grew and has been growing since the walls were constructed. Fear is powerful.
Have we ever seen someone die of the sickness, seen a person get the sickness?
Nope.
Seen a cat folk get the sickness? It's just all we've seen are animals.
Right.
Are adversely affected, we think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of us have probably only heard stories.
Yeah, I've definitely only heard stories, but I just meant as a greater population.
Nope. Everybody's heard a rumor of a rumor of a rumor. It's kind of like, one day this dude wades in up to his chest to help his buddy who fell off a boat but couldn't swim, right? So 100,000 years later, everybody's talking about this dude can walk on water in a crazy raging sea. It's a game of telephone. Sickness is kind of like that. This isn't what Anne's more saying. This is Anton, the storyteller, giving you an analogy of what's happened. No, none of you have ever seen anybody infected by the sickness.
I feel like this guy has already broken our realities in the last 5 minutes.
He just gave you perspective. That's what he's good at.
This blight. Is that what happened to the other cities?
Yes.
Where did all the people go?
Those who bent the knee left for the sands. I believe they joined the Silent Sisters. And they are more than likely working all across Maya as agents of she who I will not name. The reason that they, I would assume, could not enter Mareel is because more than likely members of the post were there.
We know that they're out of game. We know that there were members of the post in Mareel, right?
Yes, yes.
That's where Savar was with them.
That's where the Griffins came from.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Savar would know of the post. And Volkas being of the post. That's the whole hierarchy of that religion.
But now that the domes are down, are you saying these Silent Sisters can get into Mareel?
Yes.
Is that where the vampires came from?
No, the vampires came from Raleem.
Came from who?
Raleem.
Heard that name.
Raleem, it was the city that was here before the elves arrived. Right. The great necropolis that was swallowed by the sands. Large city of vampires.
The city that we're in, this night garden is in.
All of the cities, Mareel, Larem, Karaske, Tarim, they're all within the binds of Raleem.
You mean where us hounds take the bodies?
Yes, you. If I were to guess, you are still feeding an ancient vampire with all of those bodies you've been taking.
Savar. I shoot you a look.
That's upper management. That's.
7 districts of Raleem, 7 royal houses.
7 cities.
7 cities.
So all 7 cities that we're trying to liberate are run by vampires.
At one point they were, yes.
Can you help us destroy these vampires so our city and hopefully these other cities once again can be free?
I would be happy to help destroy those vampires.
You mean that by playing your chess game?
No, I want to break the chess game.
But you will help us with the vampires first.
I will help you with the vampires when you agree to go get the keys.
And that I think we have all agreed to help search for your keys.
Hey, let's go.
So we're in agreement.
I haven't had a drink, a dice roll, or a good lay in at least a day. So let's go.
No, wait. So we're in agreement. I will help you with your problems, and you will help me with this.
Yes.
We agree to find keys. Yes.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I agree as well.
Larion, please confirm with a nice troll that...
I thought I was the first one to say let's go. Let's go.
You said let's... Yeah, but you didn't say you agreed. So he's just waiting.
I agree.
Excellent. Wonderful. Good, good. All right. Mr. Flareon, sir, how would you like to be addressed? Can I just call you Flareon? It's fine. Wonderful. Flareon, I have some staff. May I bring them in? That's what I want. If we had a commercial for this show, I think it should just definitely be Vanessa laughing and going, I guess let's align ourselves with some crazy shadow man.
You know, whatever. Casual.
If this was a TV show, I think Gargoyle would be my favorite character. Fuck it, I'm here.
You're whatever. Like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that's exactly whatever. Are there snacks? Fucking sweet.
You are the drummer. You are the Ringo Starr of the group. All right. I'll just go where you guys go.
I mean, if there's a submarine, I'll get on it.
Have you seen my MS paintings?
I got to write one song, guys. It was all right.
Somebody scrape him off the ceiling and says something about an octopus's garden.
little handmaidens. It is your old friend, Graciela Anastasia Blackfoot, here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself. And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal. And believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.